Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 98. Jace. Later that night, while waiting for Allie to finish her internship, I sat in Mustang Ranch to have dinner by myself because I really just wanted to be alone. If I hung out with Jamal like he wanted me to, he'd want to talk about Allie, and I would want to tell him about what was really going on, so I couldn't do that. And Poison was out preparing for tomorrow.
"Burger with fries," the waitress said, placing a plate in front of me. "Anything else?"
After shaking my head, I grabbed the burger and watched the ketchup ooze out of the sides and onto my fingers, as Carter's blood had done this morning. I had taken the rest of the day off, sitting in the locker room and tossing a football around, my mind not really with it today.
"I looked all fucking around Redwood for you," Joao said, sliding in on the other side of the booth. "Check your fucking phone next time. Allie could have been calling you."
"Allie's at her internship," I said, biting into the burger and staring emptily at him. "What do you want?"
"Who made up the rumor about Carter getting Allie pregnant?"
"It's not a rumor," I said, lying through my teeth.
"It was your father, huh?"
Joao took one of my fries.
"Fucking bastard."
"What's it to you?" I asked, wanting to continue my dinner in peace.
"Nothing."
"Then why are you here?" Joao shrugged one shoulder and looked around.
"We have to release the video tonight. Kai is picking Allie up from her internship, so nothing will happen to her when it releases. We don't know how people are going to react."
Placing my burger down, I sat up straight and leaned forward. "Why? I thought the plan was to release it tomorrow during school. What happened to it? Who found out about it?" I asked, worried that Coach Carroll had said something to someone.
"Nicole's father found the missing footage. He knows that Nicole took it. She's with Jamal now, so she should be fine, until the video releases at least. She called me earlier, a snotting mess, and told me to do it as soon as possible."
I swallowed hard and cursed under my breath. As much as she annoyed the fucking shit out of me, I didn't want her father to hurt or even kill her. She was a bitch, but Allie was becoming fond of her. Joao leaned closer.
"We're going to fucking destroy all the billionaires in Redwood. All of the fucking assholes here. Don't fucking worry about it."
"That's not a nice word,"
a young girl with brown hair said, walking past our table with a big glass of root beer that she was spilling everywhere. She couldn't have been older than 3 years old, maybe younger.
"Not all rich people are bad."
"Who the fuck is this?"
Joao asked me, brows furrowed. I shrugged a shoulder and looked back at her, her eyes big and brown. She smiled and tilted her head, sipping the drink that she could barely hold straight.
"Me and my mommy got saved by a rich person. She said that they were so nice. Olivia,"
a woman a few booths down called, her back turned toward us.
"That's me,"
the girl said, grinning even wider at us. She held out her hand as if she wanted me to take it, her soda beginning to spill off the side of her glass.
"What's your name?"
I grabbed the glass to hold it upright so she wouldn't spill it anymore and took her hand hesitantly. "Jace," I said to her, and actually smiled back. My entire world felt like it was falling apart, and a stranger could bring a smile to my face. It fucked me up, but it felt good to see such innocence. She turned to Joao and held out her hand, waving it as if she was waiting for him to shake it too. But Joao just stared at her and curled his lip into an ugly grimace. She placed one hand on her hip, giving him an attitude.
"I'm waiting."
"Shouldn't she be afraid of me?"
Joao said. Olivia pulled her hand back and wrapped it around her soda, taking another sip.
"I'm not afraid of you because you have tattoos and look like a monster. My mommy has tattoos too, and hers are so much cooler than yours. They're white."
"White tattoos?"
Joao asked.
"Yeah,"
Olivia said.
"All over her body, even her head."
She pointed to a scar on Joao's forearm.
"They look like that." Olivia!
Her mother scolded, still turned.
Come back here!
Olivia departed back to her booth, and almost immediately her mother picked her up and placed her on her hip, placing her soda on the table and walking with her out of the restaurant. Olivia waved.
Bye, Jace!
My lips curled into a small smile, and I waved back to her. Joao arched a brow at me and nodded over his shoulder.
Who was the kid? She seemed to like you.
She would have liked you, too, if you'd told her your name.
I don't fucking give my name out to strangers.
She was a kid.
A fucking smart kid.
I rolled my eyes and called for the waitress, wanting a box and the check. If Redwood was going down in flames soon, I wanted to see it burn with Allie. Maybe it'd give us both some peace. The waitress brought over a box without the check and smiled at us.
That woman with the cute little girl paid for your food, she said to me. I guess there's always some good in Redwood after all.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.